FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's meeting with Arab heads of state is canceled.
Shortly before the president boarded Air Force One for the flight to Tel Aviv, a planned summit with Arab leaders was canceled. Palestinian leader Abbas withdrew from the scheduled meetings after a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital killed hundreds. A White House official said the president decided to postpone his travel to Amman, Jordan, and the Arab summit after consulting with Jordan's King Abdullah. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israel released video proving that an explosion at a Gaza City hospital was the work of terrorists. IDF says Islamic Jihad fired a missile at the compound. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Israel does not put civilians in danger.
We're continuing to engage with the Israelis on making sure that civilians have what they need and that they can clear out or evacuate into safe areas. You're seeing that. You're, again, seeing ongoing discussions from the State Department and then tonight, the president is flying to Israel, where I expect that, of course, he will raise this issue.
The Palace of Versailles in France was evacuated for the second time since Saturday on Tuesday after receiving another reported bomb threat, this amid increasing threats of terrorism across Europe. Former residents of the French royal family was evacuated and closed. Saturday, both the Palace of Versailles and the Louvre Museum in Paris were evacuated and shut down after getting bomb threats. 20 Republicans vote against GOP nominee Congressman Jim Jordan.
You've got to have the speaker, and it can't be some deal with the Democrats. I mean, American people don't want that. They elect Republicans in a majority. Small majority, I get it. But we got 200 votes on the first ballot. I think that maybe even is more than what Kevin got back in January, right about where Kevin was. Gus Bilirakis is a vote for us. That's 201. We've had good conversations. We're going to keep working.
It's Congressman Jordan there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Police in Belgium have shot and killed a suspected Tunisian terrorist accused in the killing of two Swedish soccer fans in Brussels.
The gunman opened fire in a northern district of Brussels, shooting dead two people in the street with an automatic rifle. The suspect is reported to have fled the scene on a scooter. Belgium's Prime Minister, Alexander De Croo, described it as a harrowing act of terrorism and said the shooting had targeted Swedish nationals. The terror alert level for Brussels has been raised to 4, which is the highest level, and it means a threat could be imminent.
Sweden has reported partial damage to an undersea telecom cable in the Baltic Sea running to Estonia. Authorities believe it happened at the same time as damage to an undersea gas pipeline and telecom cable from Finland to Estonia. News and analysis at townhall.com. In California, Pacific Gas and Electric wants to bury many of its power lines.
But California regulators are balking at their plan, in part because of its impact on rates. PG&E customers already pay some of the highest rates in the country. It's expensive to bury power lines and takes a long time to complete. It's cheaper and faster to install protective coverings on overhead power lines. A PG&E CEO says the company has a moral obligation to eliminate wildfire risk. Consumer advocates say the company must balance wildfire threats with affordability. John Scott reporting.
Alex Murdoch's murder case is headed back to court after allegations of jury tampering. The South Carolina Court of Appeals granted the motion to suspend his conviction appeal. It's the first step for Murdoch's attempt for a new murder trial after his initial conviction in March for the killing of his wife and son. His attorney said in a statement that the recent ruling was welcome news. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows around 37 overnight under cloudy skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 45. Low 50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers possible both days. Looking further out, 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 37 overnight. We should top off around 57 tomorrow. Lows level off around 45 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 37.
Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
Sixteen.
Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I want to be when I'm 18, 18. 18, yeah. Yeah. I'm old enough to smoke.
With 16, got music on the way from Kenny, Chris Stapleton, and Scotty McCurry just announced his Cabin a solo tour. Tickets go on sale Friday if you want to go check him out. Here's that title track.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw.
country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool of me. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
White Horse is the first offering we got off his album that's coming out next month called Higher. It's Chris Stapleton. Now, there's another song on there, which is a tribute to his wife, Morgan. It's called It Takes a Woman. He just kind of put that out the other day. You can check that out. A pretty cool song. Cole Swindell, Blake and Hardy on the way.
Nothing slows my little girl down except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex, breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends. Eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% AP.
Brand new country. I got you for the rest of my days.
This is the type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing Heads Carolina, Tails California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. Fan like I am.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Party with Truck Bed. My name is Penrod. Thanks for popping in. Well, somebody in the UK stole 35 porta potties from a racetrack, and some of them were even full when they were taken. At least they're trying to find the thieves on the dupers. They cost about $2,000 a piece, which, you know what? That's really the surprising thing to me in this story. I had no idea a porta potty cost about $2,000 because I was thinking about getting one for my backyard, but I don't think that's going to happen now. I'll just grab the 5-gallon bucket again.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows around 37 overnight under overcast skies. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 57. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 45. Cloudy. Low 50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers possible both days. Take a look at the extended forecast. 48 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 37 overnight. We should top out at 57 tomorrow. Lows level off around 45 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 41.
What do you
listen? Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
If your cares turn me to stone,
I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks, oh, I'd love you anyway. I know just trying to write a song, I run the risk that I could get your perfect wrong.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike.
myself. Then this out of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray?
I'm not.
from Megan Maroney. It's I'm not pretty. Well, it's not pretty, but it might help you curb your phone addiction. They say if you turn your screen black and white, not in color, that can help get rid of the positive reinforcements that you keep scrolling and tapping on. Both iPhone and Android have settings that let you easily shut the color off. I gotta find that. I think I want to do that.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat, but did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.